We have on the line Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and he's joined by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller, and they're going to be talking about new investments in water conservation and resilience across drought-stricken states. Let's turn it over to the Secretary.
Susan, thank you very much, and special thanks to Chief Weller and his team at NRCS for the opportunity to make this announcement today. Today we are announcing providing of $21 million to 8 states across the U.S., California, Kansas, Idaho, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. These are states that have portions of their state or the entirety of their state as drought-stricken, either as D3 or D4 states and areas on our drought monitor. These resources, the $21 million, is going to be made available with a specific focus on targeted conservation practices that we believe will assist producers in those states to deal with the difficult times they face in light of the drought. Resources will be used from this money for prescribed grazing approaches, livestock watering facilities, cover crops, nutrient management opportunities, as well as a more efficient and improved irrigation systems. This investment is a continuation of the investment that the Obama administration has been making in conservation, now at record levels, over 400 million acres involved in conservation practices, working collaboratively with 500,000 producers and owners of property around the United States. We're beginning to see improved soil health and water quality, reduced runoff, reduced greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture, while also improving habitat for threatened and endangered species. This announcement that we make today of $21 million to 8 states is in line with a series of announcements that we've made over the course of the last 30 days or so. $6.5 million to the Ocala Aquifer, announcing the second round of the Regional Conservation Partnership. In the first round, $84 million was provided to 35 projects that will help to leverage up to $190 million of conservation activity that will be focused on scarce water resources, water quality, and water quantity. This money is also in addition to the resources that we have been providing the state of California beginning last year as it deals with a long-term drought, now over $27 million invested in that individual state. Over 2,000 producers impacted and affected. We're seeing a significant amount of those resources being used for irrigation efficiencies. In fact, over the last 2 to 3 years, our investments have exceeded $1.5 billion. Over $638 million invested in irrigation efficiencies, $481 million in soil health efforts, and $410 million in providing assistance and help to the livestock industry. Jason and his team at NRCS have been focused on better water usage, better water quality, better soil, and healthier soil, which ultimately will result in more productive and profitable operations, notwithstanding the challenges that Mother Nature provides. It will also help to improve the local economy because these resources also help to create and support jobs in rural America. So excited about this opportunity to try to provide additional help and assistance